How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, and hello there, boys and girls. This is W. Leo Daniels speaking, your new United States Senator from Texas.
With that tarnished 1941 special election victory, well, Daniel was on his way to take his Senate seat. Lieutenant Governor Calculatin' Coke Stevenson moved into the governor's office.
And even though we may not see you face to face as often as we should like to, you may rest assured that you are in our thoughts and that our heart is still with you in beautiful Texas.
Well, Daniel would have to run for the full Senate term the following year, and that meant his radio presence was going to be even more important, and he would need his band.
We do not have the band here for this program. Now, you are therefore unable to hear the strains of that familiar old song, Home Sweet Home.
In an August 17, 1941 edition of the nationally syndicated column, The Washington Merry-Go-Round, Drew Pearson wrote, O'Daniel loses no time seeking jobs for his hillbilly band. Pappy called on House Speaker Sam Rayburn and other high-ranking Texans looking for ways to get federal paychecks for his band, but he was told the government needed bookkeepers, not yodelers. And in the Senate, O'Daniel's fellow lawmakers were already sour to Pappy's biscuit batter. The day after he took a seat in the upper body, he took the floor and began lecturing his fellow senators. And they lost no time in slapping him down. The next day, his first proposed amendment was literally tossed into the trash can on the Senate floor, right to his face. On day four as a senator, O'Daniel cast his first vote on a bill. It shocked the Texas delegation and the Democratic caucus. He joined in with the isolationists and opposed the extension of the Selective Service. The attack on Pearl Harbor was still months away, but the feeling in Washington was that war was inevitable. And in his radio broadcast, O'Daniel railed against Washington, D.C., and especially one political party.
Now, of course, all of my friends know that I am a Democrat. And I thought when I came up here that the Democrats were in power. But that is not true. The public officials up here who are parading around under the Democratic banner are not Democrats. The most of them are communists and socialists.
It was being reported that O'Daniel now had his eyes set on the White House. His radio programs were being carried in almost every state.
I say to you people who are listening to me, that unless those of us who really believe in the Constitution of the United States assert our independence and clean out that gang of fellow travelers here in Washington, the days of democratic government in America are limited.
He then turned to warn his radio listeners about the dangers of desegregation.
While this New Deal outfit is getting all tangled up in the segregation question, they may get a real taste of segregation themselves this coming November at the election polls. The plan now is to segregate the New Deal and deport it to Shangri-La. Yes, friends, way down south in the land of cotton, when the New Deal's gone but not forgotten, we'll still be segregating and we'll still be voting straight. Whites and blacks respect each other, but they don't intend to mate.
O'Daniel became so disliked by voters that in 1947, he had no choice but not to seek re-election. When he left Washington, D.C., after 8 years in the Senate, he had no accomplishments to point to. He never passed a bill or received more than 4 votes on any bill that he proposed.
O'Daniel was a different kind of politician. He just wasn't interested in the legislative process.
Chuck Bailey, author of Picturing Texas Politics and the former chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock.
It's a cautionary tale in that you need to make sure that the folks can do what they say they can do and that what they say they can do is not only lawful and constitutional but practical.
They voted for the guy they thought was entertaining and was against the establishment.
Bill Crawford, author of Please Pass the Biscuits, Pappy, said O'Daniel's success at getting elected but his failure at governance is a lesson that shouldn't be forgotten.
When an anti-establishment, pro-business, fear-mongering guy gets into office, it's generally bad.
O'Daniel made 2 public attempts in the 1950s to return to Texas politics, but by then his old tricks had gone stale, and Texas voters viewed him as an irrelevant relic of a different age. His greatest contribution to Texas was his association with hillbilly music and the foundation of Western Swing. In 2015, O'Daniel was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Martin Davies.
Pretty girl will make you lazy. Bad girl will drive you crazy. It's funny what love will make you do. Honky tonk mama had some fun. Goodness knows what she's done. It's funny what love will make you do. Talking with my gal last night, all we did was fuss and fight. It's funny what love will make you do. I thought my baby only loved me, but I'm telling you boys, her loving was free. It's funny what love will make you do. Goodness knows I couldn't stand that. It's funny what love will make you do. Goodbye, boys, it's the end of my song. Honky tonk mama done did me wrong. It's funny what love will make you do.